This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, Bruchim Avon. Welcome, everyone. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Tezvav. We're in the middle of Siv Daled. Yesterday we learned three shitas: the shita of Rashi, the shita of Rav Amram Goin, and the Yesh Oimrim in Rav Amram Goin. Let's review. Rashi shita, quoted in, this is Rashi Menachas Daf Mem Aleph. This is Shitas Rabbi Meir, that if a talus rips within three fingers next to the corner, next to the edge, you're not to sew it. Why? Says Rashi, we're afraid that you might leave over some of the stitches of the sewing, and you're going to confuse it with a tzitzah string, and then you're going to add only seven strings, and that means one of the strings is going to be pasul. According to this, even if you sewed a tiny bit, you're not to sew. Even if it rips a tiny bit, you can't sew. But according to this, a talus of wool that got torn within three fingers, you're allowed to sew it up because you don't usually sew it with wool, so you're not going to confuse it with tzitzis. Rav Amram had a different explanation. He says that if it rips within three tvachim, it does not have the din of a beged. It's like it's not there. And even if you sewed it, it's like it's not there. And if you put tzitzis, it's not going to pat to the talus. Accordingly, if it rips and a little bit remains, in other words, if it did not completely rip, but a little remains, and now you want to sew it up, it's kosher, because that does have it never was nisbatel from the beged. In other words, if it ripped, but a little bit is still connected, you could sew it back up, because that part that ripped off never became batel from the beged. Then the Yesh Oimrim held, explains Rabbi Amram, this Yesh Oimrim is the Nemukei Yosef, that Pshat and Rav Amram is it only passels the tzitzis that were on it after you sewed it. Excuse me, the only passages that were on it at the time you sewed it. So in other words, it ripped, and now you're sewing it back. So you're sewing it back. The tzitzis that were on it the whole time are pasul. But if after you sewed it, you put on tzitzis, then it's kosher according to the Yesh Oimrim. So we're up to Siv Katan Yud Beis. We're this Mishnah Berurah is explaining the shita of Rabbeinu Amram Goin, Mishum de Nikra, because it tore. Hu adim in lecharchila beis asiyas habeged tafar chatichas beged pachzum shalosh asvas habeged hein ba'orach hein ba'roichav. According to this shita in Rav Amram, if at the time you made the beged, you sewed a shtick, a piece of beged, less than three etzbois to the edge of the beged, either in the length or in the width, and you put tzitzis in this chaticha, it's pasul. Why? To have a command de pasik, because it's as if it snapped av shetafer lebeged, even though it's sewed. Meaning, according to the shita of Amram, sewing something is not really a connection to the beged. V'miyatil tzitzis lamala me'oysa chaticha tfura. Now, so you say, okay, I'll put tzitzis above this added part. No, you at tzitzis v'chaycha mikseya beged yosem gimel atzvois. Then the tzitzis are going to be too far from the corner. It's going to be more than three fingers. Upasol al kein yira oz litvar tachas hakanof chatichas beged shel sholosh al sholosh v'ayin lekamei siv katan tezayin. Because what you're going to want to do is, you're going to want to sew a beged 3x3, which has the status of a beged. And then you could put tzitzis on it. Look later on, Siv Katan Tezayin. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'i Avad, if you're going to put on tzitzis, what's Oemra, Afilu Asa Tzitzis Chadoshim, even if you put on new tzitzis, V'chatikas HaKanof Hahu, on that corner, Achash Shetfari Latalis, after you sewed it to the talis, Afilu Hachiloi Pater Latalis, nevertheless it doesn't pater the talis, Tetfiro Loi Choshev Chibor Bazeh, sewing is not a full-fledged connection. Uchaman De Pasek Adayin Choshev, it's considered like it's still snapped, if originally the corner got ripped off from the garment, then sewing it back up doesn't help. Meaning the first shita of Rav Amram is sewing is not a valid chibor. And if it's not a valid chibor, then putting tzitzis on this little shtick is putting tzitzis on something that's not a beged. However, if even a little bit remains, it's kosher. Says Mishnah Berurah, Sukkah Yadad, Ratzai Emra, Afilat Tzitzis Shayba Be'esha Nikra. It would be kosher, even the tzitzis that were on it at the time it tore. V'yesh machmirin bezeh. Some are machmir, Sulhu Demifsulu Hayishanim. Some say the old ones are puzzle, and you have to put on new ones. You'll have to put them on again. So in other words, this leniency, that if a little bit remains, that little piece is kosher. Some say it's only kosher. After you sew it, you can put the tzitzis on it. Okay. Sivkatan tezayin. Some say, according to Rav Amram, only the tzitzis that were on it when you sewed it are pasul. But if afterwards you put tzitzis, it's kasher. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sfir Elhud, Tfir Chashav Chibur. This shita holds sewing is a chibur. V'lein mifsal el tzitzis shahayabai be'esha tefarai. We're only passing the tzitzis that were on it at the time that you stitched it. Misham tasa v'loi mina hasai. Because of tasa, in other words, according to the shita of Rav Amram, if a part of the talis became ripped, so at that time the tzitzis were pasul, so now if you sew it back, they're going to be pasul. V'ayin b'taz, look at the taz, the choylek al shulchan aruch, v'kas avdul kulayam amoydim dim la'achar shetfari hitabay tzitzis de kasher. I mean, Mechaber holds that the first day of Rabbeinu Amram Goyin holds that if a piece ripped off and then you sewed it, it's pasul, it's not connected. The Taz says nobody would say that. Meaning the first shita in Rabbeinu Amram, quoted by the Mechaber, the Taz says there is no such shita. V'chein kasav habach, v'shir knesset hagdoila, v'hagra, v'chein hiskam ba'artzes hachayim, aval mikamakim, latzis yideya, deya rishana, nevertheless, to be yotze the first deya, what you should try to do is yisbar tachas hakanaf. You're going to want to sew under the corner. Meaning, there is a shita in the Mechaber that sewing doesn't help when the item is less than 3x3. So you're going to want to sew onto the corner a corner that is 3x3. Yetze is kulam. You want to be yetze all three shitas the Mechaber recommends. Rashi shita, the first shita Rabbam. Now Rashi shita holds that even a tiny, tiny rip you can't repair. The first shita of the Mechaber is if there's a rip within three, it doesn't have a tiras beged and you can't sew it back on. So you want to be yoitzi, everyone. Al kein noagin litbar b'chol kanof me'atas chaticha shal beged shleima mishal shashash. That's why the minog is that all talesim have on the corner a patch that's 3x3. Mishum tebechama begadim matzoi sha'afilu heim chadashim. Because in many begadim, it is common that even if they're new, yesh behem tfira toch gimel, there is some sewing within three, and then according to there would be a problem according to Rabbeinu Amram going first shita v'yesh filu das Rav Amram fi der rishon v'chanal b'siv katan yud beis. I don't understand this, because why would there only be a problem according to Rabbeinu Amram? What about according to Rashi? According to Rashi, you're not to sew anything within the first three etzbois, because you might use it for tzitzis. So how does it help? First of all, why are you only required to make this patch according to the first day in Rabbeinu Amram? And number two, how does it even help in Rashi? In Rashi, you're still going to have these strings coming out. If most begadim, you have tefira within three, then he said it would be pasul according to Rabbeinu Amram. What about according to Rashi? Unless making a patch covers it over, so we're not worried that you're going to use those strings. But then you should have to make a patch even according to Rashi Shita. That's my question. Okay, so Sivkat Niyot Zayin, Hecha de Efsher, Vehecha de Lo Efsher. If it's not possible, Naktin and Tzras Rav Amram Iker, we hold that Rav Amram is correct. Namely, not like Rashi, that sewing a tiny bit is a problem. Maybe that's the answer to last Mishnah Berurah. The reason he didn't say to make the patch in Rashi is because we hold like Rabbeinu Amram. The only thing is, in the previous Mishnah Berurah, he's trying to explain why you need to be Yotzei everyone. So then why isn't making a patch needed for Rashi? Okay, but Lamaisa, halachically, we go like Rabbeinu Amram, that the reason is because less than, if it rips, it will not be considered a beged. But sewing it is a chibur, in other words, like the yesh oimrim, that whatever you put on afterwards would be kasher. Okay, let's start sif hei. And then, here's what we're going to do. You ready? We're going to learn tomorrow. And tomorrow we're going to do two sessions, because tomorrow's amud is very short. Okay? So that's what we're going to do tomorrow, 9 a.m. Be there or be square. Okay, so let's just start Sifhei. Im nikra minekev sha tzitzis tol bai ulamata. If there's a tear in the hole that the tzitzis was placed in, and below, in other words, a tour closer to the baged. Not here. Here we go. Okay, here's the tzitzis. You ready? Let's say it tore between the hole. I don't know if you could see. I know on Torah, anytime they want me to... Okay. The tore from the hole and closer to the baged. Not away from the baged, closer to the baged. Then, im kadam atas tzitzis lakera, if the tzitzis preceded the tear, sha'oisa tzitzis ha'isha mishas lakera, the tzitzis were at the time of their kasher. Then it's kasha. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Mi nekev. Mayri b'shaloi tfarai. Talking about we didn't sew it up. Kamash on the chedishes. Afa gavdon ishtar malay kesha agudal. Aye, but now you don't have the requisite from the knuckle to the nail. Kamash gosal el simen yinav sifyud. Deloi b'inan shears el b'shas asiya. You only need this shear when you put in the tzitzis. But if after you put in the tzitzis, then it tore, then it's not a problem that it's too close to the edge. If you want to sew it, now you got a problem because according to Rashi, you're not a sew in that area, right? According to Rabbeinu Amram, there's no issue because it's not something less than three fingers. It's just a tear in the actual garment. But let's see. If it's wool, you spread it b'chutei sharminim, sew it with a different material. You don't have to take the tzitzis off. And then to put it again after you sewed it, the corner has not become puzzle. Now, why could you do that? What about according to Rabbeinu Amram, going? That if it tears within three, it doesn't have a beged. So maybe the answer is, when do we say if it tears within three, it's a problem? That's when the beged tears. So now the beged is in half. But over here, it's just a small slit over here. It's not like now it's separate from the rest of the talus. So there's no issue that it's now on a part that's not considered a beged. So the only issue is in Rashi. In Rashi Shita, you're not allowed to sew within three etzvois. So if it's tzemer, sew with a different material, which you're not going to mistake for tzitzis. If the beged is of other minim, you're not allowed to sew it with the material of the beged according to Rashi. You might leave over strings and you might use it for tzitzis. The after yesham tzitzis, I already have tzitzis, so I'm not going to be using the sewing for the tzitzis. Loi plug bazeh, ela yitach yikach chutei minacher. Use a different material. The yoiser tev, it's better shlo yisperen b'chut lava, not to use white string at all. Rak b'chut savua, you want to use colored string. She'ein, and this way you won't ever confuse it with tzitzis. She'ein noigin atalasas tzitzis rak levanim, because nowadays we only make tzitzis white. The alkin in ligzor shem yishar michodat tefir l'shem tzitzis, and therefore we're not goyzer. Maybe you will leave over from the string of the sewing for tzitzis. Okay, my rabbi, so we'll hold it over here. So again, another question I wanted to ask. Why is this Pasha that you could sew it up according to Rabbeinu Amram? Is it because the Ikar Shita Rabbeinu Amram is the second, is the Yesh Oimrim, that sewing is a Chibor? Yeah, but what about... Okay, think about that. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, have a good day. Bracha v'atzlacha. If you could come tomorrow, that's great. 9 o'clock tomorrow. Thank you. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.